Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Powered by Insperity.
Now for the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Will Docter and the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
We're live from Golf Club of Houston, where LIV Golf is playing its eighth tournament of the season. LIV Golf's play-by-play commentator, Arlo White, is here with us. Arlo, we're so lucky to have you here. Thanks for taking the time to join us.
Oh, well, it's absolutely my pleasure. Charlie, great to meet you as well. What a gorgeous morning.
Oh, I mean, just perfect. A little bit of listen, golfers love the humidity, Arlo. I thought Jerry Fultz said some great things on the broadcast yesterday. You know, I would take hot weather over cold weather at a golf tournament any day of the week.
I think every player would. This situation, and I can add broadcasters to that as well. It is absolutely gorgeous, but Jerry and I do have a little bit of fun on the broadcast, because if David Fairty likes the booth a little on the chilly side, Jerry is a hot weather guy. At home, his house is set to something like 85 degrees, so we have to travel a blanket that Jerry just wraps himself in after about the first hour of every broadcast. I mean, it's quite pathetic, actually, Charlie.
It's chilly in here this morning, and you don't have a coat on. I'm freezing.
Well, I'm a Brit, you see, so this is perfectly normal for me.
Arlo, how was day one? Have you enjoyed Houston thus far?
Well, Houston, I mean, I've been here a few times during my soccer announcing career. I caught the first ever Houston Dynamo goal at the new stadium a few years ago, which was Brad Davis into the top corner with that sweet left foot of his. But it's a brilliant sporting city to come to. And day one, I thought, was spectacular. You know, it's great for us to be able to showcase not only the household names that we have in the LIV Golf League, you know, 54 players, but we do have very promising young players coming through, which I don't think gets enough credit. But you look at someone like Caleb Surratt, who was magnificent yesterday, 7 under par, shares the lead with Moronk and with Marty Keimer. And you've got people like David Puge, only 22 years old, who's playing extremely well as well. He's qualified for the US Open next week.
Yeah.
So to be able to showcase the young guys and to see them in and amongst, you know, the top of the pylon, as we call it, is fantastic for us. So it's going to be fascinating to see how Caleb deals with the pressure of leading the way at 20 years of age, only just having turned professional, but he's going to be under the spotlight today.
Now, as a commentator, you've got two things to broadcast. You've got individual play and the team aspect. I don't think the American public yet has grasped the team and the success that's going to be. How do you get that word out?
Well, that's a really interesting question, Charlie, because that is the point of difference, really, for LIV Golf. And the combination of individual play, which you know, carries with it a major purse at the end of Championship Sunday, but then you've got this added element of the team competition. And you know, on the first 2 days, you've got 13 teams of four, three scores count on the first 2 days, and then it's open season on Championship Sunday. And I tell you, Jerry, David, myself, we need a long lie down in a dark room after that, because the permutations and the volatility of the leaderboard in the team competition is extraordinary. You know, we had a situation down in Australia where Ripper GC, the Aussies, Cam Smith's team, they led by something like 6 shots with 3 holes to play against Stinger, the South Africans. Stinger come roaring back, and it ends up going to the first ever team playoff. Now, Cam Smith said And I take him at his word. He never felt more pressure, including winning at St Andrews in the Open Championship, the 150th Open Championship. He never felt more pressure than teeing off on home turf in Adelaide in the team playoff against Stinger GC. And, you know, the Aussies went absolutely crazy. And it was a perfect way for us, I think, to showcase the fact that Brendan Steele won that tournament. And he was terrific. But also you have this added element of the team.
Well, the other thing is, one of the most popular events in the history of golf is the Ryder Cup.
Absolutely.
And then now the President's Cup. So the competition, the players like it. It's good for the public. We just got to get that word out. The word aggregate, I love that name. On Sunday, all scores count.
Yes.
And if somebody makes a big triple bogey, it costs you.
Absolutely.
Your players a bunch of money.
And the thing is, Charlie, you know, you could be an individual player who is three over par going into the final round. And in terms of the individual competition, you're done. I mean, look, you're always fighting for points and prize money the further up the pylon you can finish. But your team needs you, and they need you focused, and they need your best on Sunday, because that could be the crucial aspect of either winning, coming second, third, fourth. And at the end of the season, the top three teams out of the 13, they get a bye through to the semi-finals of the team championship, and the other teams, the other 10 teams, have to battle it out in the quarterfinals. So there's just so many different aspects to keep across, to keep sports fans who are, maybe a lot of sports fans are into teams, obviously, and that's the element that I think is going really well for us.
Well, one of the things that the public has to identify with is the word franchise.
Yeah.
Each team has its own franchise, and that's going to be for sale. And the richer part of the golfing community, they can buy their own franchise and be able to participate that at a completely different level than they've ever had. So I think that's a good investment for LIV.
And the players have equity in those franchises, which is part of, you know, the deal to come across to LIV Golf in the LIV Golf League. So Phil has a part ownership stake in the High Flyers.
Can Phil bet on his own team?
Hey, now, Charlie.
but he does own his highlights. Phil now owns his highlights. Is that, and as do all the franchises.
That's right. And the value of these franchises, you know, people say, why should I care about the High Flyers? Why should I care about the Four Aces? But it's like any new concept. It takes a while for a team, in this case the Four Aces or the Majestics, who are Ian Poulter and Lee Westwood and Henrik Stenson, to form an identity. You know, they are from different parts of the world, so the Aussies can get behind Ripper GC, the South Africans behind Stinger, the Ironheads are broadly an Asian based team.
Torquay, South America,
which is a huge market potentially. Yeah. The Crushers under Bryson DeChambeau, they're from all over the place. But Anirban Lahiri is promoting the game in India. And that's part of, I think, Greg's vision and LIV Golf's vision as well, is to spread the sport around the world and have different rooting interests parts of the globe, which is fantastic.
With the internet today, access to information is incredible. Now, I mean, this show here, I've got friends in Uruguay and Buenos Aires. They listen to the show. Very simple, on their computer. And now you can do that with this product that you all have.
Do you think they'd understand my accent, Charlie?
Yeah, well, you do pretty good. talk a little quickly, but that's all right.
You've got CW Plus, LIV Golf Plus, LIV Browser. So many ways to watch. We talked about the teams. What about some of these wild cards, Arlo? You know, Anthony Kim is a name that a lot of Houston fans are very familiar with. Not only did he win the Houston Open, but Charlie, when you were the head pro out here, he won the college tournament here.
He had an All-American championship here with 20 universities, and Anthony Kim won the tournament by 6 shots.
What was he like back then, Charlie?
He was so good. I mean, his ball striking was incredible. I mean, he was fearless. He reminded me of Cabrera. He was that type of player. He went for it all the time. So he was very entertaining, just like he did when he was involved with the Ryder Cup. So if he gets his game here, he's going to be another player that would be fun to watch.
And I think it's a great story. It is a potential redemption story. This fellow was away from the game for, 10 or 12 years?
12 years.
And barely picked up a club in that time. I mean, just when you think about the advances in technology in the game of golf in those times, he didn't own a set of clubs.
Yes.
So he's had to get used to the new
technology
and the golf ball and everything like that. And the good thing about it is he is absolutely 100% dialed in. He's grinding in between events as well. He travels his beautiful wife and daughter, who have changed his life and his outlook on everything. You know, he's had a couple of rounds. He had a 65 in Hong Kong, I think a 69 in the opening round in Singapore. He was only one over par yesterday, so he's trending in the right way. And if he can get going and get some points, the top 24 players are guaranteed a spot in Live Golf, in the Live Golf League for 2025. And you wouldn't rule out a player like Anthony Kim to make a late charge towards him. What a great story that would be.
Everybody that gets away from the game always wants to get back in. My good friend in confident Uncle Cabrera, he ran into some problems in life and he represents that and now he's back into it. So is Anthony Kim. So it's good stories.
Arlo, we have time for one more question. You made a celebrity appearance on the great Ted Lasso show. What was that like working with Jason Sudeikis?
My goodness, what a genius. A funny man. Very hard to keep a straight face when you're trying to act around him, but a very kind and generous soul. So Ted Lasso as a character is just an extension of Jason Sudeikis as a man. It was an extraordinary experience. I was the lead commentator for NBC's coverage of the Premier League for 9 seasons. So I was just the right man in the right place at the right time. And I was in all 3 seasons just playing myself, which wasn't a stretch. I mean, ask me to do any acting, I wouldn't have a clue. But what a great experience and something I'll treasure for the rest of my life.
Arlo White, have a great rest of the week in Houston.
You.
We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
That is you. Arlo White, Live Golf's play-by-play commentator, one of the best to ever do it. Charlie, I've enjoyed your time today. We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir, and we'll always talk about Live. I'm impressed.
LiveGolf.com is where you can get your tickets to Golf Club of Houston this weekend. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. See you next weekend.
ESPN. 97.5.